Hello, this is Larry Gregan, as usual, and this is being recorded on Saturday, November 26th, a couple weeks after the last podcast, and actually rather a lot has happened. I don't believe that when I recorded the last podcast episode that I had been in touch with Fred Wolf and with Vicky Spandell. These are two people that are considered to be six traits gurus in the education business. Fred Wolf works in this general area, the Northeast primarily, and he goes into schools and gives workshops. He also does freestanding workshops and conferences at various places. There is a particular venue here in New Hampshire called Ceresque, where they bring in people to do workshops with teachers. They provide the food, they take care of all the scheduling and everything else, and he does three or four presentations there each year. I had the good fortune of having Fred Wolf give me my initial six traits training. I actually attended either two or three different trainings with him over the past probably 2-3 years, and it was on the recommendation of the language arts team, of which I am a member at Barrington Middle School, to have him come in and talk with all the teachers about how the six traits can be integrated into any of the disciplines, cross-curricular. Because obviously you're going to be writing in most any class that you have, and this is just a means to have assessment that is consistent and useful to the student. So, when he was in to do that presentation, and that was around the time of the last podcast, I believe, I slipped him the URL address of the Kingdom website and asked if he might check it out. I was mostly thinking that he'd just be kind of interested to see how I was using the six traits. What I didn't expect was how enthusiastic he would be, and he actually got in touch with one of the originators of the six traits model. Apparently there was a consortium of educators, 17 of them total, in a school district in Oregon that assembled some time ago to talk about a model that would be useful and productive for them, and that's where the six traits came from. The person in charge of that consortium was Vicky Spandell, and Fred immediately sent the link to my site to her, and she immediately blogged about it after several short email correspondences back and forth. She put together a very complimentary blog posting that talked about what I was doing in terms of using metaphor to describe the six traits. That was something that came naturally to me. I really hadn't thought that there was anything new or special or unique, and I frankly was taken by surprise when that was the element that garnered attention. I really thought most of this was interesting because of the use of the gaming overlay. But there was this dynamic as well that I hadn't really even recognized myself, that I guess was rather unique. Well, as a result of that, I heard from a few more people nationwide. But then, my principal, having found out that that had been published, decided it was time to share this story with the local newspaper, Foster's Daily Democrat. They are out of Dover, New Hampshire. And they actually brought in, coincidentally, on the same day that Fred Wolf was visiting my classroom, they brought in a reporter and a photographer and did an extensive, quite long article on Diderot, including pictures, and they actually put me on the front page. So that was more than a little bit of a surprise. And that, in turn, led to a representative of a publication put out by New Hampshire's NEA branch. And now, this fellow is going to be coming to visit the Kingdom this coming Tuesday to do an observation and an interview. And there's going to be another article in that publication, which I guess the circulation is around 17,000 educators. So all this is very encouraging, mostly because what I really want to see happen here is for people to come to understand this model. I honestly believe that this could be a true paradigm shift. As I've said in different places. I consider it to be a game changer. Bad pun. Get it? Game change. Okay, anyway. So, that's the first element. The second element was a conversation that I had earlier this week with Fred Wolf about doing workshops and what they might look like. He has graciously consented to do some workshops with me, and we started to get a feel for how we might put that together and what we might include and what would be most useful to the participants in such a workshop. Meanwhile, in the classroom, I actually kept it a little bit light. I knew the end of the trimester was coming. I had a lot that I needed to do to prepare for the next trimester, because this is an opportunity to make some substantial reforms in the rules and so forth. There are certain elements that I recognize that I did not set up as well as I might have done, and I'm going to go back and do some corrective action. The way the grading works was a little too vague for both the students and for the parents, and they have had some very valid criticisms in that domain. I am going to be releasing very soon to the students a restructuring of how the grading is done and how the levels work, which has embedded in it recommendations for just how many XP a student should have at the end of each week in order to achieve the grade that they're looking to achieve. So it'll be easier for them to keep track of where they are in the game, and that way they won't have to hustle toward the end of the trimester. It also is going to help, and you know, having done a trimester, now I have a better sense of how to calibrate it with a greater degree of accuracy. When I had calibrated the first trimester, I ran a series of speculations looking at, well, you know, what is the minimum amount of work that a student might do that would be considered adequate in order to get a passing grade, and what is the maximum that any student is likely to do. And I came up with this range, and that's where the points came from for the passing and the A+. So it ended up that it was 100 points for a D-. It was, I believe, 1,111 for an A+. And that actually proved to be quite accurate. I have a couple kids that actually will be over 1,111. They're up into the 1,200 range and may even hit 13 or 14. I had accommodated that. There are special commendations that one gets if one gets two levels higher than the A+ level. But I felt pretty good about hitting the two extremes. What I didn't do quite as good a job on was adjusting it so that the kids that would customarily get in the, let's say, C plus to A range, ended up, currently they're on the lower side on that. It doesn't mean they haven't done more work. In fact, they've done more work, and I believe of a much higher quality by a long shot. What it means is that the calibration of the scoring was off. So, I had actually anticipated that might happen. I had reserved the last week of the trimester, which is the week that's coming, for a week of special events called Festival, where I could basically make sure that the students that are regular participants and that do good work got the extra points they needed to get the grade that they truly deserve. So that's what Festival is really all about, and that'll be starting next week, and I hope to do a report after that's done. But of course, meanwhile, I also have the kids that are hustling to try to improve their XP as much as possible, turning in as much work as they can. I ran a couple special quests, which is to say extra work that is optional, and quite a few students have picked up on those and have done some good quality work in those domains. All tied in with a storyline. So, for example, in Dolphinia, there is a stuffed animal character named Flo, who is a pink dolphin, and a student brought in a purple dolphin to be a companion to Flo, and his name turned out to be Pongo, according to the student. And so a quest became available because I have in reserve a gray stuffed animal dolphin that I was going to introduce later in the game, and I decided to introduce him now. His name is Vary, and apparently he's been away, and he's going to be returning to the kingdom for a festival, and now we have a love triangle. So the students have the option to write the story of just what is going to happen. And I've had not a whole lot of those, but maybe four or five students decided to take me up on that one. There was another one about how wild chickens are falling off the edge of Lumina, landing safely, I might add, in Fastidiosa and Volcania, the areas where looking your best, Fastidiosa presentation and conventions, and Volcania organization, the two provinces of all those in the kingdom that would be most annoyed by having wild chickens running around. And so the quest is to figure out a solution. And I've had actually quite a few interesting suggestions on that one, all written down and ready for consideration. And I'm thinking probably the students will vote on these during festival. And there are a couple other quests as well. Possibly the most popular one is one from Tongoris, where the students use a randomizer in order to get an emotion assigned to them. And then they try to write a one-page paper in first-person point of view in which they demonstrate that emotion without articulating specifically what the emotion is. So using observational aspects in order to explain or indicate to the reader just which emotion it is that they're covering. So these side quests, all options to bring up XP, but in the meantime, giving the students really good practice with various sorts of writing, requiring the they come up with a good conflict and a good conclusion for the story ones, and for the latter one, really pay attention and get into the detail and the imagery required in order to portray an emotion effectively. There are a couple other quests, but the most important thing, I think, to talk about this week is this whole end of the trimester thing and the final push, and the fact that I have a 6-inch stack of level ups to do this week. Plus, I have several other in-class assignments that needed grading. I actually enlisted the aid of my wife for grading some of, you know, the more straightforward stuff. For example, the equivalent of a quiz, although in this case it's called a challenge, to demonstrate mastery of the four types of sentences. The idea with that sort of a challenge within the gaming paradigm is that they must be successful 100% of the way, or they have to redo it. It's like when you go up in one of the role-playing games, you go up against some sort of a boss, or in other words, a big monster. You need to be successful, and if you're not successful, then you go back, you try and figure out a new strategy, and then you go at it again. In this case, I had done something similar where I gave the kids three different choices when they were working on, for example, mastering the 12 powerful words for standardized testing preparation. This time, however, what I'm going to do is each time they go back to retake it, it's going to get slightly easier. So the first time it's basically fill in all the information with just a bunch of blanks in front of you. The second time it's going to be the four terms are given, but then they still need to give a definition and an example. The next time after that, it's going to be matching, and then they have to write an example. And each time, it'll get progressively a little bit simpler. My thought being that I want to have them go back and study each time, but I want them to ultimately have that success. And then get slightly less in terms of the prize, the XP that they'll accumulate. It will go down a little bit each time, probably by 5 experience points. So 30 points if you get it right the first time, 25 the second time, and so forth. So, working on trying to finish off the grading for this first trimester. Working on coming up with the plans for next week, festival, and at this point I've gotten a good number of activities planned that are going to be pretty successful, and as I say, hopefully I'll blog about what I did and how it went next time. And then, of course, preparing for trimester two. Again, trying to find pockets and corners of time, and I've done some of the basic planning that I need to, but there's still more to do. That's where I'll leave it for this week. I thank you very much for listening. I hope you find these podcasts useful. As always, please remember you can get in touch with me. There's a link right on the Kingdom website, which, by the way, has a new, simpler URL. It's simply www.diderol.org. And Diderol is spelled D-I-D-D-O-R-O-L. So www.diderol.org. That's it. I wish you well. Take care. And I'll try and do another one of these as soon as I have time.